Hoes with feelings.
Hoes with feelings.
Hoes with feelings.
Hoes with feelings.
With Carolina Teresa
and Melissa Rich. You're also
a Virgo.
That's right.
There's so much of us in you, wow. Melissa.
Wow. Well, there first of all, so we've never had another Melissa on the podcast.
No way,
incredible.
Really?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Oh my God.
Double Virgo.
Do you? Yeah,
like
double
us.
Virgo. Double Virgo.
I don't think
Capricorn moon.
Capricorn moon.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's crazy.
That is crazy.
Interesting.
Really good.
That's I would not be my friend. Books.
What's my moon?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pisces.
And I'm Taurus.
Oh. I always forget what my moon is.
I do
and
not.
And you always remember.
It really shows up, I think. You know, loosey-goosey, water. Yeah.
Who, me? Pisces?
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a nurturing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's amazing.
So, double Virgo.
Double Virgo.
Named Melissa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also comes from a gaggle of women. How many sisters?
Two sisters.
Older,
how
many
younger.
Sisters?
Both. I'm a middle child.
Middle child.
Yeah. Older child. But
three
child
sisters.
Yeah.
You're three sisters?
I'm three sisters.
That's magical.
And your names are Melissa. There's
wow.
so much there.
That's crazy.
Also,
wait, and Guatemalan.
Half Guatemalan.
Half Guatemalan?
No, I pretended.
Yeah,
I pretended. We were in Guatemala.
I've been.
That's a
so
lot.
Kind of. And I was like, I love this place. Everyone looks like me. Everyone looks exactly
she
like me.
She can be like, I
look Guatemalan.
I look Guatemalan.
Everyone is like, 5 feet tall, has brown hair. I'm looking at eye level with everyone.
If you told me,
I loved it.
She's like,
you don't look Guatemalan.
You do not look like
I was like, these are my sisters.
I was like, I am Guatemalan and I don't look Guatemalan. You are
Latini
not Guatemalan
that is
and
vast
you don't
and complicated.
I loved Guatemala.
Yeah.
I haven't been in a gorgeous time.
Yeah.
You know, I was telling my mom that you're going to be on the podcast.
Oh, really?
And she was like, does she go to Guatemala?
I wish.
And I said, but you said you're going in September.
I'm going in September, yeah.
Yeah, and I told my mother that. She said, oh, she's going to have so much fun.
I'm going to have so much fun.
Yeah. Volcanoes. It's crazy.
Yeah. History.
Incredible. What's your other side?
Colombian.
Fun.
Yeah.
That's a great combo.
A little bit of maíz and a little bit of cocaína.
Exactly.
Totally. I want to talk really quick about Selena because, though I am not technically Latina, I did live in San Antonio, Texas when the Selena movie came out.
Oh my God.
So it really was formative for me. The J-Lo of it all.
I love our delusional queen.
Ooh.
Our delusional queen.
Yeah, she inspires
and
me.
And Melissa has a book. Okay, explain what your Selena book is about.
So my Selena book is about a poet named Melissa who brings Selena back to life through a seance and there are disastrous consequences. As you
and what's the name of the book?
It's called Dreaming of You.
Dreaming of You.
Yeah.
How cute is that?
It's
also
perfect.
We didn't say this, but Melissa is an authoress.
Well, why don't you do a full intro? Do a full intro. I've never heard authoress.
That's really good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna start calling myself an authoress. That's really good.
Yeah.
That's gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a journalist.
But I do like authoress.
Yeah. Authoress. Okay, do a little
I'm
intro.
I'm an actress.
Mm-hmm.
And a comedian. Okay, so our guest today, I was doing it, is a Virgo.
Yeah.
A double Virgo.
Double Virgo.
Her name is Melissa.
Mm-hmm.
She is half Guatemalan like me. She's got three sisters like this Melissa. I don't know how we're going to navigate the Melissa-ing of it
really
all. She is an authoress. She's written two novels.
Oh my goodness.
She's also a poet.
Yeah.
And she's a diva queen and a gorgeous, gorgeous girl.
Oh my God, thank you. Thank you. Thank
I
you
love
for that
it so much.
Intro.
And I also, one thing I will say is that I feel like what a lot of people don't know, and I feel like it's not widely known, is that Guatemalan women are crazy.
Absolutely unhinged.
We are absolutely unhinged.
Yeah.
Like the kind of mothers that we have.
Oh yeah.
But I mean, and it's like all Latina moms will give it to you, but there's something about a Guatemalan bitch.
Yeah.
We are crazy girlfriends, crazy wives, crazy moms.
Yeah. There's no logic. There's no
crazy
like,
sisters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like most people operate like, you know, I'm a girlfriend. And then Guatemalans are like, I'm a girlfriend.
Yes.
You know,
I'm doing
hand acting.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know. There's a scrappiness to us.
Yes.
It's something.
It's very,
but we're crazy.
It's very much something. We are very crazy.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It's very beautiful.
I really respond to it. I love it.
She, yeah. Well,
love
I'm telling you, Melissa,
it.
could be a part of my family.
Yeah.
With the drama, with how crazy and dramatic she is. Yeah. Oh my goodness. She is my mother's daughter in some ways, in many ways.
And I think Sandra clocks it as well.
She does clock it.
Like, mommy, I love you.
She enjoys you. Yeah. She really does.
I really enjoy her as well. Yeah, she's a really, really fun time. She really is. And it was nice when we were away because, like, obviously, like, I fight with my mom all the time. We're there with your mom. You're fighting with your mom. And it was really nice to be on the outside of it and to be able to be like, no, I see what you're doing. And I would be doing that as well. But don't do that. You know what I mean?
She'd because, be like, don't get mad at her.
Because, like, I saw, like,
I'm like, she's driving me fucking nuts.
I know. But, like, I saw what I get mad at with my mom, which is, like, their anxiety. Yes. You don't want your mom to be anxious. Yes. Like, don't put that shit on me. Don't do it. But And I saw it happening. And I was just like, stay back. But it's hard when it's your mom in the moment.
Yeah. Can I tell you what I did?
What?
I got my mom to take CBD finally.
Oh my God. She's I'm trying to get my mom to take CBD.
She's been doing CBD on the knee, like the oil. Mm-hmm. And I finally got her to, because I went to the doctor with her and the doctor told her it's fine. It's good for you. It's going to help with your pain in your knee. So we bought the CBD right away.
Yeah.
Me, my mom, and my dad. I get her the CBD. I didn't look at the ingredients. It's got coconut oil in it. She is allergic to coconut.
No. Oh no.
So she's literally throwing up. And like sick from taking the thing. And then she's like, I'm not blaming you, but I was so sick.
These drugs you gave me.
Like in the drug. It's not, she understands that it's not the CBD. Yeah. She understands that it's the coconut oil. But I think that gave her anxiety. That happened yesterday, today.
Yeah.
She's being very anxious on the phone with me and my sister. And we're both just like, chill. Ow.
Yeah. Because she has her knee injury and then she was poisoned.
Yeah.
Shut up. And Carolina does have a track record with, you know.
With poisoning your friends?
Yeah. No.
Usually
no,
with weed.
No.
Yeah. She's given people edibles.
Oh my God.
Well, two of those were by mistake.
Okay, that's my worst fear.
And those people took those edibles.
Delicious.
I know. In fact, all of those people took the edibles without asking.
Without permission,
and without knowing what it was.
Okay. Yeah. I'm the weirdo who's always like, I'm sorry, these are normal cookies, right? Mm-hmm. And you have to ask because sometimes.
Why do you not?
It's a valid question.
Eat? I don't. I get too anxious.
But you smoke weed.
I get that.
I don't.
You don't.
I know
smoke
I look
weed.
Like I do, but I don't.
You do look like you smoke weed. Also, we were at Artie's house the other day, and I thought we were all smoking weed, but maybe it was just me and Danielle.
Like, no, thank you.
But that's a really amazing gift to have. Like, you know, when sober people, you never notice that they're sober.
Right? Yeah.
Like, you know, you can just hang and be around.
I was drinking. I was drunk, I think.
You can be like, you know, you can not make a big deal about it.
Yeah.
And be around high people and not, you know.
Right. Right. And I'd be like, I have to get up at 6 a.m. actually for one of my runs or something.
Totally.
Sober people love doing that.
They sure
do.
Not my sober friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I think there's a performativeness to some people's sobriety. Or not smoking weed or not whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was just complimenting you for not. Okay, tell us about your next book.
The other book.
My next book sounds amazing. Is about a bunch of crazy Guatemalan women. It's about a Guatemalan grandmother at the end of the world and how her three.
That's made for you. I need to read this. Carolyn's obsessed with the apocalypse.
I'm obsessed with the apocalypse.
Oh, it's very apocalyptic.
Both of our phones are
it's very zombie.
Who's calling?
I keep doing. Oh, you're getting
that's
a,
you.
A three-way FaceTime.
I'm turning it off.
What if the apocalypse is happening now?
Because, it could be.
Yeah. I always think that.
Yeah.
Babe, when I tell you the amount of times I've woken up in the morning and just been like.
I know.
I never think about it. Never crosses my mind.
I think about it too much.
Really?
I think about it too much because I want to survive.
Me too. Yeah, I feel like a lot of my friends are like, I'd rather just die fast.
I'm not saying, I'll fight. But I'm saying, like, to what end?
Yeah.
What? So I can be, like, in a crazy, I don't know.
Don't you want to see it?
I do want to see it, but
I'm like, it is important for us to go on.
Exactly.
And to create a new world.
Right.
Yeah. And I want to be there for that because it could be a better world.
I think when I think about having, my book was a little inspired by so I had this poem called How to Survive the Zombie Apocalypse as an 83-year-old Guatemalan grandmother.
Send this to me.
God. I will. And I wrote it after watching a lot of The Walking Dead 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And then I wrote this book. Anyway, so she's surviving the zombie apocalypse and it's not really a zombie apocalypse. It's an apocalypse. You're trying to figure out like how the world is ending. And then it goes back a year and you see how her three American loser granddaughters started it. And
Wow.
Yeah.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. Family drama.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Damn, that's probably a really good book. I need to read
Thank
it.
You. Yeah. Thank you for thinking
Yeah,
that.
We will definitely be reading
Yeah.
It. Book club.
It's on audiobook too. You can listen to me read it.
No, oh, I like to read. That. I don't like to listen to
I
books.
Love yeah, yeah. audiobooks. Yeah. Are you kidding?
It's a performance.
It's so nice.
Yeah.
It really has been helping me like wake up in the morning. Mm-hmm. Like what I've been doing, I've been like, if I don't want to get out of bed, I'll like put on an audiobook or something like that. I'll go like do dishes or something
oh, yeah.
to like kind of settle in.
That's really
Maybe
nice.
Maybe I'll make
do.
A celery juice if I'm feeling crazy. But audiobooks have been like very helpful for me to like wake up the mind.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. That's so exciting. Okay. How did you write 2 books?
Yeah.
I know that's a crazy question, but like that's
it's a good question.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like I feel like I'm bad at a lot of stuff, but I think I'm good at writing. And so good. I just am like, I'm gonna do this. And I think it was my Capricorn moon.
Yeah.
I think I'm like, okay, so Virgo, but do people like not expect you to be Virgos? Like,
yes.
Yeah, I think I feel like I'm not like, I don't have the like serial killer accountant vibes of a Virgo. Mm-hmm. It's more like Amy Winehouse Virgo. Like,
yes, which we don't exactly. talk about enough.
Mm-hmm. But like chaotic.
So queen of messy Virgos.
Yeah.
And I will say this. Amy Winehouse asked my British boyfriend out on a date in the early 2000s. She was just getting famous. And what
oh
a different
God.
Path it would have been.
Oh
and that
my
is
God.
A cancer man who,
Cancers
know,
and Virgos.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
Let me tell you
Virgos need the cancer.
They do.
I don't want to put this time. Kind of pressure on Frank, but had he gone on the date with
Wait,
her,
easy.
And his name
we
is
would
Frank?
Still have Frank.
And his name is Frank.
Oh my
and
God.
We would, I'm just saying we would still have Amy.
100%.
Wow.
I sometimes say that to him and he's like,
don't put Frank. That pressure on
but
him.
But he had a girlfriend.
Wait,
he had a girlfriend.
That's crazy.
Which is kind of crazy. I'm like, yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I know. It's pretty wild. But that is a Virgo genre that I think is
yeah.
often overlooked.
Yeah. Chaotic, but obsessive. Like she really
obsessive.
Wanted to make like the perfect song, you know?
Oh, wow.
And then
wow.
everything
like,
else was just
man.
Like crazy. Yeah, exactly.
Get that
yeah.
man. And also
and have
like
that perfect love.
Exactly.
Have the perfect love and,
love
you know,
that.
Commitment mm-hmm. to good things and bad things.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
It's kind of crazy.
I really relate. Yeah.
Can we talk about how much we love, like, I think Virgos, the way that Virgos love is so intense and it's yeah. layered.
Mm-hmm.
It's layered because, you know, Spike. Spike's partner is also a Virgo. There are two
really?
Virgos in a relationship. I am two Virgos in a relationship.
Really?
And it's so layered and specific. And one of the most interesting things that Spike told me was that how they know their partner
uh-huh.
and I know my partner, but our partners also know us. And so it's really two people
Whoa.
Being like, oh, I know you. And then the other person's like, no, I know you.
Right.
And in a way it's like, we're very intuitive with each other.
Right.
You're
and
clocking.
I, sometimes I'm like a dog with a bone because my one won't open up all the
oh,
time.
Yeah.
It's not easy
like
to open up.
Like a Virgo.
Yes.
Yeah.
A quiet one.
Yeah.
Like
close
watching.
Like a clam. And if I get a sniff of something with him, I'm like a dog. I'm like.
Do you like that he's quiet? You kind of, it's like, you're like.
I think I do. I will. Like
yeah.
My first instinct
funny.
Was to say no to you.
Uh-huh.
But truthfully, it's like, I literally love him so much
well,
and I married him. So obviously I do like it.
Right.
And because his
one-liners,
it's calming.
Like, he'll just throw something out and it's so
it
funny.
It is so yeah. funny.
Because he's like waiting for the
waiting,
moment.
Waiting,
yeah. And then, yeah.
And he's always listening.
He's always listening.
I'm never listening.
Yeah.
I'm 50% listening. And he's 100% listening.
Yeah.
So he'll tell
gathering
me something.
Information. Mm-hmm.
Gathering information. He'll
Evidence.
Tell me something. I'll be like, I was there. I didn't see that. I didn't know that. And he's like, yeah.
Yeah. He yeah. is truly an observer.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
And that is a true Virgo.
That's a
trait,
good Virgo.
Which I think we mm-hmm. are observing, but we're too like, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm observing, but I'm also like.
I know. I'm
we
really spacey, but I remember things that like I shouldn't. And that's why I'm like a poet, you know, where I'm like,
Ooh,
oh, like
yes. also a poet. We didn't say poetry.
Oh, yeah,
poet.
Yeah. Poetry. Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
really interesting yeah. to me.
Mm-hmm.
I guess what's your writing process maybe for both? For
yeah.
a book, you're sitting down, obviously,
Do the poems
a million
just
times.
Come
and
to you?
Poems come to you.
I feel like poems are more like romantic vibes. I'm drunk in an Uber and I'm like, I gotta get a thought down on my phone.
Mm.
And I'm like, that was amazing. And this could only happen on the full moon, blah, blah, blah. And a book, you have to be like more mechanical about it. And you have to like sit down every day and you have to think about your word count and like the fucking structure. There's all these rules to it. But I'm a Virgo, so I kind of like a rule. I kind of like a constraint that I can like push against, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's so that was the
I fight with that. I have such an internal struggle with my love of rules. Like,
I don't think you have a love of rules.
I know I don't have a love of rules, but I do like a deadline. Like, it's hard for me to do things without a deadline. I need a deadline. I think that's why when we were like, let's make this list. For me, having that list to look at and be like,
it's great.
By Tuesday, by Wednesday, by Monday.
Right. Yeah.
Without that, it's like,
I need a consequence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Totally. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. It's so impressive to me.
Thank you.
Me too.
Knocked off two fucking books.
Thank you. It's amazing. It was hard.
How does your family feel about you being an authoress?
They're so proud.
I know.
They're always like, my mom's like, that's my daughter's famous. And she's like, my mom is an esthetician and she's always like doing these people's facials. And she's like, well, my daughter wrote a book. And then like these people will come to my readings. They'll be like, oh, your mom sent me.
That's so
And it's really sweet. Yeah, but they've actually like never read my books. They like can't. That's there are people who don't read. You know,
I love that.
Which I love.
No,
but
I love that.
I want to like,
they're
if
so
they
proud
did.
Of you and
exactly.
Like, I don't know what you did, but
they're
I'm
like,
so
I don't know what she's
you.
Doing. It's kind of crazy. Yeah.
That's really sweet. Do they live here?
They live in Boston. Yeah.
Okay, cute.
Yeah.
Boston.
Love that.
My mom was like, I had a dream that you make Candelaria into a Netflix show. And they were asking me questions. She was like, why don't you do that? And then in the same, she was also like, what if you became an influencer? And then she was like, the next sentence was like, you should play the lottery. I was like, these are all kind of like the same.
This is so
my God. I have a lot of money.
Yeah.
Very soon. Yeah. That's so cute.
I love my mom. I was like, why don't you just do another commercial? And I'm like,
they are really.
I know. They're like, why don't you just do that?
Yeah. Like, you don't just go do that.
Why don't you call Lorne Michaels?
Yeah.
I know. I think it's not easy for them ever.
Yeah.
What do your other sisters do?
My older sister, she's a medical assistant and a waitress. And my younger sister works at a rehab center.
Cute.
Wow.
Yeah.
My sister's a nurse.
Yeah.
So it's got a lot of medical stuff in yours.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of, I know they are, I don't know. And I'm like, and I'm a writer.
I know. Did your family, they just accepted that right away. They were like, she's going to be.
Yeah, they accepted it. They were like. It's like the same way where they're like, oh, yeah, like, you know, Melissa doesn't realize her fly is down. She's a writer or something. Yeah.
We love it. That's really sweet.
I feel really lucky. Yeah.
And you have a partner right now?
I do.
Love that. Mm-hmm.
Miguel. He's Colombian.
I was going to say he's Colombian.
Yeah. He's Colombian. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah.
Was he born here or there?
He was born in Colombia. Yeah. And he's a Leo.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Love that.
Yeah.
I dated a Leo. Mm-hmm. I think it's a good balance.
There, my younger sister's a Leo. My dad is a Leo. So I feel like I understand
it.
Yeah. There's a lot of, there's just so much like cats. I've never met a Leo who like doesn't like sleeping in like complete darkness. Cause they're like, they like a den. But they're also really
like
proud.
Who do I know that's a Leo?
No, that tracks.
Yeah. Or with like a mask.
Yeah. We don't have a lot of Leo. Well,
I don't. X is a Leo. Okay, X.
Yeah, you don't know Leos in your like performers? No.
You know what? A lot of our performer friends are Virgo.
Really?
Cancers.
Yeah. Geminis.
Lot of Geminis.
Leo Ruby, I guess. Ruby McAllister's a Leo.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Ruby is such a Leo.
Such a Leo.
The hair.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't know that I have like a ton of Leo friends. That's so interesting.
Yeah.
A lot of Aries friends.
I don't have a lot of Aries friends.
Yeah.
Probably a lot of Leo placements.
I'm friends with a lot of Pisces and a lot of Tauruses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I attract Virgos, Pisces, Taurus, Cancers.
Yeah. How long have you been with your man?
2.5 years. Yeah.
I thought it was longer than that.
No. Yeah. 2.5. Well, I guess we're on 3 years now.
Going on 3. Yeah.
Living together. Not living together.
We live together. We have 2 cats.
Love that. Okay.
Frank and Jimmy.
Oh my God. That's so cute. Fun. Mm-hmm. You're like me. Yeah. I have 2 cats.
I gotta have my little familiars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want more cats. I want one more cat.
That's
I think
so
one more cat would be perfect.
Her cats are all, your cats are already like the most active cats I've ever seen. Like they're always.
Yeah, they get active.
They're like a cartoon. You know in cartoons when there's like a little thing and it's like a little circle, like you don't even see the cats. That's how I visualize, like.
But just like one more kitty. I just want a kitty so bad.
Do you think you have that like parasite from the cats, you know, with that, you know, like.
What is this?
I guess people with cats. like the litter.
We get addicted to them.
No, there's like this little parasite that they give you so mm-hmm. that you're like, you never smell their poop. And you're obsessed with them. Oh. And I think I do smell the poop, but I am obsessed. I'm like, I would die for you.
That is me the most cat shit I've obsessed. Ever heard. They are so manipulative.
Yeah.
They are so manipulative.
It's very alien. I think
they always have an agenda.
They do have an agenda. The way that George manipulates me, George is my boy cat and he's so bad.
Yeah.
He's so bad. He just is like, he doesn't like poop or pee or anything. He's just always like, running around, putting things in his mouth, yes. stealing things, yeah. and like messing with us all. Like, you know, you walk by and he's to like smack your leg.
Totally.
Like he's always doing mischief to Sydney. Or he'll
like
really
sit in a crazy yeah. way and like a crazy stance and just like look at you. Not in a creepy way where so cats are creepy. Like, I'm eyeing you. Like no, he's more like, yeah. like goofy. Mm. And then I'm like, what are you planning now? With this goofy ass look on your face. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
My cat, Frank will like, there'll be like a mason jar of water and he'll like look at me and be like.
Mm. I love that.
And they're terrorists.
He's yeah. A dog could mm-hmm. never do that. What right. dog could ever look at you and know
and
that they were
doing
something?
And just do things on purpose.
Or maybe they could. I don't know. I've never really met a dog like that. Like that has a specific like bit they're doing for evil purposes.
Right. Which yeah. is fun. My friend's parents' dog like kept limping and then they like took it to the vet and the vet was like, there's nothing wrong with this dog. And he was like, he's one of those... He was like a golden doodle or something. Mm. And they're like really smart.
Everyone loves
so
a golden
doodle.
So
he was like pretending. Isn't
that's
that weird?
That's so funny.
Maybe he wanted to be that. Picked up.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh my God. Yeah, he wanted to be held. So he's like, I'll do this for a bit.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Mm-hmm. My sister's a golden doodle.
That sounds like something I would do.
You know, it seems like those dogs are either the smartest people in the world or the dumbest people in the world. Mm-hmm. There's really no in between.
Yeah. Dogs in the world.
Whatever. Well, no, I will say, like, my sister's dog is very human. Like, very
it's a little
human.
Freaky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Like, mm-hmm. like when they turn their heads and, like,
yeah.
It's like, okay.
I'm like, your eyes.
Also very okay, sweet. Steve, yeah. or whatever your name was. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's mm-hmm. really psycho.
So what else is going on? Oh, also we have a
oh yeah,
we have
our unpack segment.
We have an unpack segment.
Oh yeah, let's
we haven't
do
really
it.
Decided. Is it unpack or unpack it?
I think unpack.
Unpack, just regular yeah. unpack. Okay.
Unpack. Okay. I mean, I do. I think regular unpack is good.
Yeah.
Unpack, where you come to us with something that you would have talked about with your therapist this week.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I wish I had a therapist this week.
Exactly. Here we are.
And here we are.
Wow.
Free.
Leisure Center is your Lower East Side solution for vintage clothes, shoes, books, posters, home decor, and cute downtown fashion boys. Shop for the boyfriend you have or pick one up while you shop for you. With men's, women's, unisex, and a full range of sizing, Leisure Center delivers the hottest vintage fashion for everyone. Get 10% off online with code HOSE or mention it in-store for discount. Leisure Center at 48 Hester Street in Lower Manhattan. Welcome.
Oh my God. Yeah. Okay, something I wanted to unpack with a therapist. My therapist was too expensive.
Yeah.
And the one I liked to go was out of pocket. So mm-hmm. I was like, I can't pay exactly. $100
a
week.
Same thing. Yeah. I gotta email her because she emailed me just to check on me.
Yeah.
And I love her.
She was good.
When I get some more coin, I'll go back to her.
I know. It's truly an investment. Ugh. But I get really, it's really annoying that when I'm angry, I cry.
Oh
and it
my
feels,
God.
It feels really weak. But I'm like, I don't know how to deal with conflict without crying. And I'm like, what the hell is that? You know, do you get it?
You really came to the right place this week.
Yeah.
Because I just brought that up to my therapist. So I'm in somatic therapy right now. So it's all about kind of like releasing in the body.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally told her that, like, she's trying to give me all these techniques to like release the anger, like when I feel it, like punching a pillow, screaming into a pillow, whatever. And I'm like,
okay.
I actually don't feel like I can release any anger without being verbal and saying something fucked up. So obviously I'm trying to change that. So I was like, beyond that, the only thing that gets it out is crying.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, do I push myself to get to like the crying place sooner?
Yeah.
And she was like, you can.
Right.
And that's a like,
I think it's
fine
okay.
release.
Yeah.
yeah. And I think like,
it's
it is
just
actually
embarrassing.
Not weak. It's humiliating.
Yeah. yeah.
It is humiliating. But I remember like in my teenage fights, I was always screaming and crying and whatever. And I think it is your body just like moving the feelings out.
Right.
And it is, you know, if you cry, it's just emotional overwhelm.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really kind of par for the course.
Yeah.
That's so interesting.
Mm-hmm. That is really interesting. I don't think that when I get angry, I cry. I think I just get angry.
Do you think
but
you
I do
get
cry
mean?
A lot?
Yeah.
I don't get mean, but I cry a lot in general. Like, I'm just sensitive.
I cry a lot.
She can get mean. You can definitely get mean. Yes. Are you kidding?
I don't think I get mean.
You can get mean.
I don't think I can get mean when I'm angry.
Okay, girl.
Okay.
Okay.
Maybe.
She can. Not crazy. Not anything I don't think out of the ordinary.
Get, you know what kind of mean I can get? I feel like the kind of mean that I get is like, I get stony. Does that make sense? I feel like I get stony. Yeah. I get very like.
But you'll say things too. You'll say things. Yeah. Definitely that. But then she'll say things.
I get quiet when I'm feeling mean. I'm like, I'm quiet. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I'm just
trying
saying
to
something.
Hold it in. Yeah, I'm trying to like be nice. I'm trying to focus. I'm trying to like work through the feeling. So I get very like.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. I get that.
I get like poverty from Trader. She's always like. Okay.
Mm. Oh, the.
That's good.
Yeah, I love it. I don't know why she's wearing. Why does she wear those headbands?
Because she's stupid.
It's okay. So dumb. It's so dumb. She has such a good look, and she
I don't
that.
Like her. I don't trust her. She gives me bad vibes.
Really?
She gives me bad vibes. The gays love her. The gays, the gays love her.
Yeah,
they have put her she's on a pedestal, and she is for the gays. But and I get why. And usually that would attract. That's what attracts me to a lot of women. Mm-hmm. I like a bitch.
Yeah.
In the words of Mary Kate, I love a cunty bitch. I do. When I
then
see
how do you not like
cunty.
Parvati?
Something about her where it just, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was her energy with Phaedra that I was like, mm-mm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't like her.
Well, yeah. Fair. Okay, we have to get back to our session.
Okay,
so session. What do you think?
I was going to say something.
Okay.
I don't want to say it because I don't want to forget it.
Okay, go.
When you, these confrontations that you're having, do you ever prepare for them?
I should.
Sometimes you can. Sometimes they're in the moment.
Yeah.
But if you can, prepare for them and try to get ahead of it. Don't let it build up.
Yeah.
Right.
Like call it out right then and there, but prepare the call out.
Right. I think that's what's so good about therapy because you have to like constantly check in with yourself.
Right. Mm.
And so you're like, okay. It's like you have to prepare for something that hasn't happened yet. Yeah.
I know. Which sometimes like, when I was just doing like regular talk therapy, like I was like, I have to have a list or something. Otherwise I'm going to come in and tell you about the last week for 35 minutes. And then we have 4 seconds to actually do anything. So it's like having a checklist prepared to like use your money well when you're doing
exactly.
Therapy.
Yeah.
It's that's kind of, yeah, I don't do that.
That's smart.
Yeah. Like, cause otherwise
it's like
no preparation.
You're setting it on fire. Yeah,
totally. I mean, conversation.
I think one of the things that you could try is preparing for the confrontation.
Yeah.
Having your
notes.
Smart.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Same. But what about when you're in the moment? What about when you're in the moment and it just comes up?
Right.
Well, I mean, that was my one idea.
Sure.
You could do that.
I love that. Yeah. I love that. But I think what's more challenging, but yes, coming with receipts, if you are going to confront someone, it's huge. Have your little ducks in a row.
Mm-hmm.
That's huge.
I mean, for in the moment, I mean, I feel like for in the moment, you have to like, first of all, take the breaths, take your time. Don't rush it.
Yeah.
Even if it's in the moment, don't feel like everything is bubbling out. I think that's one of our mistakes is that sometimes in the moment, it just becomes.
Yeah.
Like take a deep breath.
I know.
And still take your time.
Right.
Reclaim your time.
Reclaim your time.
You're in charge. And I think that's the other thing. When you feel overwhelmed, you feel like you're not in charge.
And also everything like speeds up.
Everything speeds
up. You have to catch up with
it. But pause.
Yeah.
Pause before you let it come out.
I know.
Take the time.
You really lose your power,
be in control.
Don't you?
Yeah, you
when
feel
you
powerless.
Lose your cool, you lose the power of the situation, which does suck because it feels like you're killing it, but you're actually not.
Yeah.
Another thing my therapist brought up to me was women have been collecting rage like from the day we were born.
Yeah.
And
100%.
The amount of like up to here, like suppressed rage that we have, we're always functioning like from here. It's not like you have like, you know, you can move
the reserve's
through
not
and,
down here.
Exactly.
It's
right.
here.
And like so much unprocessed rage, anger, whatever, like we're just like the fuse is short.
Yeah.
So like, going through, I'm literally, I think, about to make a list of things that I'm angry about from my past, from everything, and like literally go through and do some, I don't even know what.
Yeah.
Processing. It's actually so crazy and exhausting, but
it is exhausting.
Been helping, I guess.
I know. I hate that therapy, like, doesn't fix you in
free.
A minute.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm like, this is like years and
immediate.
Years.
Yeah.
Totally. Like I used to go to therapy because I was diagnosed with OCD.
Really?
Yeah, it's the most Virgo quality. It is. Truly. Absolutely. But
were
it was like a
like what was it?
It was like, yeah, I thought OCD was like cleaning and counting. So I was like, okay, I don't do that. Math or cleaning. But it was like intrusive thoughts, which actually I think like a lot of the online girlies like love to self-diagnose, you know, intrusive thoughts. But yeah, it was just like, oh, like, and it started centering around food and I could only like make my own food. And I was like convinced that food people were giving me was poisoned. It was so crazy. Wow. And
that's OCD.
Is OCD. And I was like, it's poison.
And that's good
poison,
to know because you know I don't think people know that. Yeah. Not everybody knows that.
Yeah. That. It's just like, it's like a thought that doesn't logically make sense, but you're still, wait, what'd you say?
She said my grandma has it.
She does.
Yeah.
She does.
She does. She's like, that's poisonous.
Like, it's like something's been in the fridge for like 1 second. She's like, adult. Like, she's like, yeah, really crazy. And then another one has food from like the 90s. And she's like, chips. Like, it's really crazy.
They're polar opposite. Oh, that's so crazy. I know, but expiration dates still like make me feel crazy too. Right. Yeah.
And it kind of,
I do. Yeah. I'm a little paranoid in that
sense.
But
that's a measured anxiety.
Yeah, it is.
Where this could kind of kill you. Right. This date. I totally get that.
Right. I had to, for the therapy was weird, but maybe if people have OCD, they can relate. I had to write down poison over and over again. I've never felt crazier than writing down poison over and over again also. But she was like, you have to like sit with it, because if you don't sit with it, then the fear gets larger. So like the more you avoid something, the bigger it becomes and the more real it becomes. So you just have to like face it. And then she like made me
rude of her.
I was like, bitch.
To say that to you.
I know.
Because it's true. Yeah. And it's like, and that's the part about therapy so that true. Can be difficult.
Yeah.
It's like, bitch, don't fucking come for my neck. Mm-hmm. Don't snatch me up by my edges.
Right.
And fucking talk to me like this. Right. Even though this is what we're paying for. And I'm sure that was helpful.
It was.
As you're saying that to me, I'm like, oh, I hate the reality of that. I hate it. The more you avoid something, the more real it becomes. Fuck you.
I know. Right?
Literally, fuck you.
Fuck you, bitch.
Don't be right. Don't be right and bring things to my attention.
I know. Let me avoid this.
Let me avoid it.
I know. But it really,
Did it help?
It did help. It did. I mean, another thing that was weird was she like made me eat candy in front of her that looked tampered with. So I was like,
like, oh my god.
And then I had to just like keep like, I had to like eat things that I wasn't comfortable with eating, and then eventually like it went away. And sometimes it transfers to other stuff and I just have to be like, okay. Or it will come up when I'm like in a really anxious moment in my life, or like I'm stressed and I'm like, okay, why am I really convinced that the like man next to me is gonna shoot me? But I think maybe everyone has those fears, right?
And it reminds me of Girls. Yeah. Remember Hannah Gets Her Book Deal?
Oh,
and
digging exactly,
in the ear.
Exactly.
I'm like, sometimes I'll clock myself doing something weird where I'm like Googling something incessantly when I have like a deadline. I'm like,
right,
hey girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Stop the it. Girls episode where she's doing that is such a, I'm like, oh fuck.
There's
like,
so much about that.
Well, I don't want to be a Hannah, but maybe
I don't want to be a Hannah, girl. Sometimes you are.
Absolutely.
Like, I hate that. Like the other day I had a deadline and I was trying to write this thing and it should have taken me an hour, 2 hours max. I was up to like 3 o'clock in the morning because I kept getting on my phone and I kept looking on my, I was on my computer, but then I would go look at nail stuff. And like, I'm obsessed with that's my new obsession is my nail art.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
These are all falling off, but they need to come off. I just like one by one letting them fall.
I love taking off my
nails.
No,
it hurt. I don't, this is very good glue. So I've just like kind of been letting them fall.
It's just glue, not the sticky thing.
No,
glue.
This is just glue. And these things won't fucking leave me.
That's crazy. Wow.
But like when I get obsessed with something and I feel myself and I have to be like, do not get too obsessed with it so that you abandon your other things.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now, all I want to do is paint nails.
Yeah,
I know.
That's all I want to do is practice my nail art because it's nice to me. It doesn't fight with me. I'm learning. There's so many reasons why.
Yeah.
When the girl did, we got these flash. What is this called? Permanent neck bracelets.
Catbird. Yes. Mine's too tight.
Oh,
really? It's too tight. Mine.
And I
mine's
knew
perfect.
It as it was going. I was
Wait,
like,
what
I
is
need
it?
To ask
it's
a
permanent
a
bracelet.
Well, the girl that did mine was a witch. Them. She read me down. She had great energy. Yeah, and I was telling her about how I made these and how I like them. And she was like, because it's quiet. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because it's a concentrated, focused thing that you can do and you are in control.
Yeah. I did not say one word to my girl.
Really me and her were
Nothing.
Chatting.
Nothing. I didn't know.
And she was like, it's like doing this. I wow. have to be so focused. Mm-hmm. I have literally, they zap it. She's like, I can't,
so tight.
I can't, she's talking to me, but she's like, I have to be so focused. It's like muscle
yeah.
memory.
Yeah.
It becomes muscle memory to you. And that she's like, it's meditative. It's soothing.
Right.
And I'm right now that is so soothing
well,
to me.
Then totally. Keep doing it. I mean, yeah, don't lose your day job over it.
Right. I'm not going to lose my day job.
I think like distractions are really important. As artists, like they're really informative mm-hmm. where you're like, oh,
because my art is technically comedy acting or yeah. whatever, but this is artistic to
but
me.
Exactly. And, mm-hmm. and like to do yeah. something for no money. Mm-hmm. Like remember when I started crocheting that pillow for no reason that actually cost like $150 in yarn? That I was like literally like sometimes when I crochet, I'll intend to sell it. And I was like, I have to do something or not sell it, even mm-hmm. like make it for someone right. or something. Mm-hmm. I was like, I have to literally do something that's just straight. Rose mm-hmm. and has no monetary stakes or anything.
Right.
So didn't finish it. But that was good. And it's like it has to have no other
right.
intentions.
That is yeah. so hard.
Your art and relaxation. And
it is.
It's just for you.
And
yeah.
And now I'm so it's good for you. Into it.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
That's
but then
beautiful.
I'm also saying to myself, like, is this like a thing that I've discovered and it's real and it like genuinely will be my thing?
Mm-hmm.
Or am I distracting myself?
Maybe, I don't think
maybe
it has to be
both?
Either. Yeah, yeah, or both.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think you have to open a nail salon, but I also don't think that, like, you have to give it all up.
I don't think
whatever.
I want to open a nail salon.
I'm toxic because I'm like, that would be cool.
No, I don't want to open a nail salon, but like now I'm like, I could do this.
Well,
I am going to take
not
a class
sell
on
you could.
Press-ons.
I want to sell press-ons, but like, I want to take clients. Like, I'm going to a class on April 20th.
Yeah.
Great.
Like, I'm gonna like I want to learn
and you would
it.
Well, you would be maybe, like beloved like, if people came you have clients come to you they'd
I love
be like,
having people come over
and
to my
I know,
house I've been
yeah.
practicing
really
on
perfect.
People's nails
yeah
I did Emily Panic's nails
you know
last
what
night.
You could do is your closet bedroom
that's what I wanted to mm-hmm. I was just yeah. talking about that with Emily last night.
Yeah I think you absolutely could do that and then like you know as a little side hustle why not
yeah I truly trapped her in my home yesterday.
I love that.
Emily thought she was coming over for a 1, 2, 3, and I was like, nah, you're
it's
in
never
here.
That.
I love
it's
that.
It's never that.
I know,
I'm
but Emily,
like,
Emily didn't
night.
Know. Emily
oh,
didn't
my
know.
God. Yeah. The other night,
she was like,
I took an Uber share for the first time in a really long time.
Ooh, how is that?
I love those. They're like a play.
I haven't taken one
full.
In so long.
It was
I should
really
do it
full.
Just for
the
fun.
Characters.
Well, you know, first of all, you know, you never think it's going to happen to you where there's going to be another person.
Uh-huh.
The car pulled up with another person.
Okay.
She seemed lovely. We
You're
greet
like,
each other
hi.
Like, well, fuck, here we go.
Yeah,
you know, it's
yeah,
like
yeah.
it's like the hang that nobody wants.
Yeah.
So we're like kind of being whatever. Driver's super sweet. Her stop is next. All of a sudden he takes a hard turn.
Oh,
and
no.
we're like, oh no. And of course we pick up another guy. And we're already two in the back. So he tries to open the door. We're like, front seat, front seat. It was like this whole drama. The guy's moving stuff out of the seat because
no.
we're like bullying him. We're like, you can't have him in the back seat with us, like a middle seat. Like we were like, no, you can't do this to us. We're like, I thought it was only one person. He's like, no, it's two. So we're like, fuck. It was like this whole drama. Guy gets in the front seat. He gets dropped off first. So we're both like, we've been here. Like, you know, the hierarchy has been disrupted.
Uh-huh, uh-huh,
this guy got
uh-huh.
in,
oh my
got
God.
Out, and
a community
he got the front
has started.
Seat. Exactly. So, you know, it was a bit of an uprising in the back. Mm-hmm. She got out. We'd been through a lot together. We like said bye. We're like, have a good night. Like,
oh my God, that's so beautiful.
It was, but it was like because we'd been through war
uh-huh.
together.
Well, truly.
It was crazy, but I saved $8.
Oh.
$8
is
valid.
Hear that?
Yeah. I did hear that. That
it's
was a little
us.
Scary.
Well, now I'm thinking about the apocalypse.
I know.
So I
it's
literally was like, I
it's
never
New
think
York.
About the apocalypse. And then that sounded, and I was
no,
like,
no, that's New York. That's not the apocalypse.
It gave
it's
me
like
a
something
fright.
Fell. Yeah.
I do but feel
$8 this, is amazing.
$8 is
I thought
a good
so
thing.
Too.
Oh.
Because to take a $40 Uber versus like a
$32.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
That
it's
feels like you're making money. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So it
Girl
was
math.
Worth it, but I had not done one of those in a really long time.
Remember when we used to call it Uber Pool? Now they call it Uber Share? I think Uber Pool is better.
Oh my God, did I say Uber Share?
You said Uber Share.
Oh, wow.
Maybe it's Uber Share. I am indoctrinated.
We're in the future.
It is.
We're in the future.
Yeah. It's called Uber Share, not Uber Pool. Wow. Yeah.
That's so crazy. That was such like a pre-pandemic thing.
It felt
Sydney
like that.
Sydney used to take Uber Pools all the time and then write these long
ass stories. Were so funny.
Uber Pool stories. They were insane. I'm going to go home and remind her of that. And I'm like, you need to make videos about those Uber Pool stories.
Wow.
If you can go back and read them, even if you just go back and read them, what a good time.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
I mean, one time Mary Kate and I were in an Uber Pool and we met this other interracial best friend group. Like,
oh my
group,
God, that's so
But
funny.
It was like an Indian boy and a white guy, and they got in the Uber Pool with us, and it was like
alternate universe.
It was like two dorky guys, two dorky girls, and we immediately made friends with them.
Oh, that's so
because
beautiful.
We clocked each other. As soon as they got in, we looked at each other and we were like, oh,
that's amazing.
And then we just chatted for the entire ride from Brooklyn to Manhattan. I wish them well. I can't remember their names, but I hope they're all doing well.
Hope you're seeing this.
I hope you're safe.
Hope you're still friends.
Hope you're still friends.
I hope you're still friends. Sure they are. No, they are. They are friends.
Yeah.
They were
glue.
They were tight.
Yeah, they were tight.
Beautiful.
I love it.
Yeah.
Wait. Oh, that's tonight. You're going to the science
thing. Oh my God. I'm missing an event.
Yeah.
I'm missing an event where there will be, what's going to be there? There's going to be food, drinks.
Pictures of your aura.
What is it? Aura photo booth.
What's the event?
It's for a TV
screening.
Show.
Yeah.
Screening.
Yeah.
And there's
a girl
be
from Dairy
else.
Girls and Bridgerton, who she loves.
Oh, I know exactly who that is.
The plus size girl.
We're Tubi girls
love her.
Now.
You know I stand for her.
Yeah.
We are Tubi
She's
girls.
She's so cute. Oh my God.
Yeah, we love Tubi.
We love Tubi. What was I going to say? Oh, and I'm missing that to go on a double date with Mary Kate and her girlfriend and me and Hominy.
Oh.
Which is fine. I was excited about it until I realized it was the same day and time.
Man.
And now I'm missing out on something really fun.
Retrograde.
But this better be fun.
That is retrograde.
Like, there's actually pressure on those people that are going to be coming with us. And by those people, I mean Hominy, Mary Kate, and Aria.
Oh, yeah, because she's really let
them
know, too.
Yeah,
I thought
you
were maybe hiding that from Mary Kate. And then she looked at her and she was like, I'm going on this stupid date with you. Literally to her face. I'm missing my event. Because you booked tickets.
And you better get
Wait, what are you guys going to do?
Remind me. I feel like I'm going to be a little drunk.
I'm going to text you because I'll be at the fucking science center.
What event or what?
Wait, yeah, what's a double date?
It's in New Jersey. It's a science
center. It's in New Jersey?
It's
an adult
night at the science center. There's going to be an R&B light show.
Okay.
R&B light show.
And this is very Mary-Kate coded.
Yeah.
I am absolutely taking an edible. As soon as I finish my work.
Wanting to go to an R&B light show at the science center is so funny.
It's so funny, but it's going to be cute, but I'm just mad.
And you're driving all the way to New
Jersey. And we're driving. Hominy's pissed that we have to drive to New Jersey. But she made him a cake.
Even Hominy was like, I did not agree to this.
He did.
Either gaslighting.
Oh my God.
Either this is his first gaslight and lie, or he really didn't agree to it.
He wasn't paying attention. He did, but he wasn't paying attention.
Wow.
He wasn't paying attention, and I was bothering him, and he was just like, okay. I just feel like he wanted me to get out of his face.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. And so now he's like, I didn't know what. No, you did say yes.
This does feel like a retrograde moment for sure.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Have you had one yet? Where you're like,
actually, today, we had like a couple guest situations, like our scheduling for.
Yeah.
Like second guest this week, I feel like was a little kooky.
Yeah, this is our second pod for the week.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we do two in
well,
a week.
Also, we have something coming to the Patreon.
Melissa also has a podcast.
I have a pod.
What is your pod?
My pod is called Say More.
Oh, I love that.
And it's with Olivia Gatwood, another authoress and poet. And we just talk about like writing and it's like this.
Mm,
and we have guests on. But it's really hard to coordinate because she lives in California and it's like 3 hours
you're
behind.
Zooming.
We're Zooming. And so sometimes we get the times mixed up.
We
figuring
hate
out
Zoom
the Zoom is so hard.
Thing.
We hate Zoom.
We
hate Slack.
I don't know how to use that. Connor,
you making me go back. When Connor came to us and was like, the way that we're going to communicate now is Slack. We immediately started screaming. We were like, no, we get it. At the same time, we were like, no,
you can't do this.
Yeah, like going off, and
it
Connor was
so
like,
crazy.
Hunter's no. like, I just don't want to apologize
for that, Connor.
We really disrupt his
Slack.
School a lot.
Literally, the shaking noise that Slack makes when it's like,
oh God.
Oh, it makes my skin crawl.
Oh no.
Okay, because you know what it reminds me of is when you had that dentist job.
Yeah.
And she'd have it on full blast. This is a Guatemala memory.
What was it?
Me
was
taking
the
a nap,
job?
And we were like, great question. I don't know what she
I
did.
I was
for
working
this
for a
company.
Dental software company.
I don't know what she did. Okay. I was like, are you doing surgery? I don't know what you're doing.
What's
but she
dental
was,
software?
You were talking about, like, I'd hear you on the phone. Talking about like dental procedures, uh-huh. and it was crazy because uh-huh. I was like, she doesn't know how to do that.
Yes, I do. I know so much about teeth now.
Okay, interesting. But it would be full blast volume, Slack, 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 like going off so hard. I was like, just trying to take a goddamn nap in Guatemala, and I think that's why you have Slack trauma because it was so loud.
I didn't know you were in Guatemala, but I was gonna say that's a very Guatemalan moment of just like chaos.
Yeah. Literally, there's a volcano spewing out the window, Slack's going off.
Yeah.
She's telling me not to wear sweatpants to meet her family at 7 a.m., which I'm really glad I didn't, by the way.
Yeah,
I'm really glad.
No
it was
sweatpants.
A nice sweat
Zach,
set.
Thank you.
You gotta look good.
We don't do that.
Thank
sweatpants.
God I didn't wear the sweats. I put on a little dress. I was like so sleepy
we were
and tired.
Hungover. We were hungover.
So hungover. And yeah, thank God I was wearing the dress. I would have been humiliated.
Yeah.
But I was like, who's not wearing sweatpants at 8 a.m.?
No.
They don't do that.
You show up anywhere and you have to be like,
and I was. And I got it. That was like our first day. I got it right after that. I was like, oh, T.
Yeah.
I'm here. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. We don't
and I love that.
Dress
I love that culture.
Down as much as we just like even our like dress down is a little bit more dressed up than
America,
I think I wore a dress on the road trip.
You did wear a dress and so did I. Yeah. I mean that and my cousins
and
were looking cute.
Hours.
Like
right.
you know, we're the
My mom is a marathon runner. And she's run 13 marathons.
Cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's her. She's running away from her trauma. Mm-hmm. And
and I respect that.
I know totally. It's great. But when I like went
I
to go see
to
her
run
I, on like Heartbreak Hill, Connor, you know what I'm talking about. And I was just wearing not a Carhartt jacket, but might as well have been, and like mom jeans and kind of what I'm wearing right now. And after I was like, yeah, mom. And she was like wearing like lipstick while she was running, stained lipstick. And afterwards she's like in this like tin, the aluminum foil things to put around you. And she was like, Melissa, I need to tell you something. You cannot be a writer and look like a hippie all the time. And I was like, oh,
but
my
mom,
God.
You're wearing
like,
foil, mom.
I was like, you're wearing foil.
But mom, but she's, writer and hippie is like same thing.
Yeah. That is so
and she's like, people need to respect you. I was like, oh.
That is something. That, I mean,
yeah.
My mom
what
was
are,
like
what are
that
you wearing for
too.
Her ideally? She wants you in dresses.
Oh, I mean, she like
suits.
Buys me things passive aggressively from TJ Maxx. Mm-hmm. And it's like, this is what you should be with. Like, it's like something I'm not going to wear. It's like something she would wear. Mm-hmm. Like. It's like a white flowy top.
I love.
You know? Maybe also white pants.
I love it. We love a white pant.
Yeah.
I will say that I feel like white pants are very Latina.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
They are. And I'll never forget when Jennifer Lopez had a line at Kohl's, I believe it was.
Oh, yeah.
My mother went and got her some white pants. And I just remember her coming into the kitchen being like, look at my white pants.
She's like,
from
I love
Jennifer
good.
Lopez. Mm-hmm. Jennifer Lopez white pants.
You have you talked me? About J-Lo on the pod yet?
We've talked
we
about
did,
her. We talked about her last time because we had D-Nasty.
But okay, we can do it again. Yes.
We can talk about J-Lo because I feel like you have something to say.
Please.
Well, I'm not from the Bronx. I'm from Massachusetts. Sure. But I also, I feel like I can't hate J-Lo. You can try.
I do not hate
she
J-Lo.
Yeah.
This is what I say. I say J-Lo is one
either.
Of our best performers of all time. And if there's
she's
anybody
an amazing
who's going to show
actress.
Up.
She's an amazing actress.
If anybody's going to show up in a goddamn rom-com and pretend to be an Italian woman, it is going to be Jennifer Lopez.
Yes.
And we are going to believe her.
Yes.
And we're going to believe her. Mm-hmm. Okay. Her name is like Mariano sauce. And I fucking believe her. And I love Jennifer Lopez.
She's down to earth.
But I just wish that she would be more down to earth as a person.
Yeah.
Like her persona as J-Lo. It's like, babe, we don't need
down.
You to be Jenny from the block.
Right.
Be Jennifer Lopez.
Exactly. Be a diva. I mean,
you are better than us and we don't mind.
Exactly.
Do you think it's the Ben Affleck effect of like, he is Dunkin' Donuts?
No.
I'm wearing sweatpants and smoking a cigarette. So she's like, I actually, gotta be me real. Too. I go to bodegas.
So she's always I don't been know, pulling but the sometimes from the block
she,
thing. Are you
I
kidding
think
me?
She's, I she might be trying to co-brand and be like, you're relatable. I'm relatable. Right. Or something like that.
It's like, no, you're
because
a
how
diva.
Does that work? Diva and I haven't shaved
that's
in 5 days.
That's life. That's
but
life.
I, yeah. I'm just trying to get in her mind.
I think I understand that. Yeah. Because he, this whole thing is like, I'm this scrubby guy from Boston.
Exactly. And she's like, me too, yeah. But the Bronx.
And she's like, she's not. Well, we grew up, we came yeah. up, you know?
Because she's doing Good Will Hunting. This is her uh-huh. Good Will Hunting of yeah. like, I like bodegas and I was running around in my messy hair.
Crazy
and,
little girl. Because
he's like, scratching his balls with a coffee. So that's like her.
He's taking her a straw from the Dunkin' Donuts and he's scratching his penis.
Literally, to me, he is constantly just trying to scratch his balls at the Grammys oh, or yeah. wherever, no matter where he is, he wants yeah. to scratch mm-hmm. his balls.
He's uncomfy. He's uncomfy in
really
a lot of those situations.
And I love like that. Is a man who is like a white man from Boston who yeah. I really understand because I feel like my sisters have dated him. I feel like I've dated him.
I think it's so hot.
He's like white, like Latinas love that kind of white guy. I don't know why.
The
I
Departed?
Mean, I do, but
don't
I can't explain
started.
It. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think that is so hot.
I think we like them because they are a version of a Latina guy, but they're not.
Right. Like they can they're deal hard. With being yelled at.
They can deal with being yelled at. They're kind of tough.
Yeah.
Very
yeah.
macho.
CT. CT.
CT. So sexy.
We loved
sexy.
CT.
Is he from Boston?
I think so.
Spiritually,
I think he
at least.
Is from
he's
Boston.
Not, yeah. He seems like
no. He's I'm hot. Actually, I'm going to go off on a limb and say he's 100% from Boston. That accent.
We had a moment where we were like, oh, we got to find him. And actually, he lives in Miami. We're doing the show in Miami. Let's send a little DM.
Find him.
Should we DM
find
him?
Yes,
ask him
let's
to come to the
definitely
show?
DM him.
He'd be like, ladies.
We should ask CT and my ex-lover, Paul.
Oh. Carolina texts me and goes, my ex-lover, Paul, commented on our post. And I'm like, interesting. Like, I really try to maintain sanity
Paul.
For her when it comes
ex-lover.
To the ex-lovers.
We never dated, but we did have sex one time. So
oh, my God.
So
I didn't know it was just a full relationship. That's so funny.
No,
so, yeah,
that.
She's like my ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
She's like,
we
were practically
he
married.
Mm-hmm. He was not. He specifically told me he did not want to be my boyfriend.
Wow. And now you're going to invite him to the show.
Yeah,
Paul,
I mean, I don't care.
I said, which I think is reasonable. He knows where the show is. See if he shows up.
I'm going to invite him. I want to see if he comes.
Wow.
He's always a good time. Also, I just feel like
in the throes of passion, did you say, oh, Paul?
No. No. We went to bar. He did this thing where like he was acting like we were hanging out all the time. There was a vibe there, but according to him, the vibe was, first of all, we had sex.
And he's
I was
very like, sweet though.
And
like,
the vibe
I
was only
like,
in, I only saw the vibe. We went to a party and I was just like, this is Paul. Like I was introducing him to people.
My
and
he, lover.
And then when we, I didn't say my lover, but then when we left, he was
your
just like.
Your energy did.
He,
I'm
yeah,
sure.
my energy 100% did that. But I do that with everyone. Mm-hmm. Like if you are, if we're flirting and we're hanging out and we're dating. And if I take you to my friend's party, I'm going to introduce you like you're my man. Because I don't want other bitches to fucking get on you. And that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
And he was just like, you're kind of acting like I'm your boyfriend. Oh, and
he was like, but we fucked.
No, I. Had we fucked at the time?
Oh.
Yes, we had. I think we had sex at that point. But anyways, the
It'd be
point
interesting
is,
if you hadn't and then he chose to do it. They'd be like, okay, you asked for it.
No, I think we had sex at that point. But my thing was, I was just like, first of all, so what? Like, what do you expect? I didn't do anything crazy.
We're crazy.
I didn't
the
do
fact so, that I'm like, yeah, sounds reasonable.
I mean,
but
yeah.
I know that it is crazy.
I don't think that it's crazy. I don't like the. I was
I
like,
I think there's an illusion of being chill and being like,
I don't
and
do
being
that.
Like, yeah, I'll just
and
be
yeah.
over there.
I'm
no,
that's
crazy.
Shit.
That's crazy.
That's actually
the chill
crazy.
Shit.
Yeah.
I don't do the chill shit.
No,
like,
me neither.
You're my fucking boo. I like you. I wasn't saying he was my boo, but I liked him. I thought he liked me, and he just was gonna sit there and act like I'm crazy, and we got into this huge fight. And he was at my house in my room, in my bedroom. And I called Mary Kate and I was like, Paul is getting on my nerves.
Paul's ruining everything.
Yeah. And Paul was just like,
does Paul watch this?
I probably Maybe. Not. Probably not. Even if he does, I'm not telling any lies.
Yeah.
These are all facts.
I wonder if
the
he's like,
the
yeah.
And you know,
I
he did bring himself in by commenting on the post.
You shouldn't have did it. And now I'm going to invite him to Miami and I'm going to
put him, have him on the pod.
He lives in Miami.
To be my boyfriend.
Okay. She's not flying him
he
out.
He lives in Miami. I'm not flying him out. I will say he did meet Hamidé once. It was a beautiful meeting.
Oh my God. I love that.
We were at karaoke. Me and Black Jasmine made Hamidé go to karaoke one night and Hamidé went into the bathroom and then I saw Paul and I was talking to Paul and we were standing like outside of the bathroom and I'm just like, yeah. He's like, oh, I heard you got married. I'm like, yeah, I'm here with my husband. Blah, blah. Hamidé comes out of the bathroom and immediately he's like, hello. I'm like, this is Paul. He's like, hello. And then he starts tying my shoe.
Hamidé did? Yes, bitch.
Immediately starts tying my shoe. Wow. And I'm literally standing there. Hamidé's down on the ground.
I love
tying
that.
My shoes. And I'm like, God. Right in his eyes. And it just felt good because this could have been you. You could have been tying my shoe.
Tying my shoe.
And I truly believe that having me in your life was a positive and wonderful thing. 100%. And you didn't see it for what it was. And that's fine.
There is no better way to encounter your ex-lover than your husband tying
foot
your fucking
out.
Shoe.
Let's go.
Yes.
Wow.
I really feel energized and inspired by that story.
Isn't it? I mean, it's like any person would.
I'm inspired.
I wonder what Paul would have to say about that. I'm
going
to confront
him. That's my man on the ground.
That's such a flex.
Hey, that's a confrontation right there.
Yeah.
I'm not going to confront him like, oh, Paul. But I'm just going
to
be like,
because you don't
remember that?
Have to. You don't have to after that.
But
he remembers.
I am
going to
bring it up. I'm going to bring it up.
Okay,
I'm going to bring it up. And maybe he'll let me slap him again.
When did you slap him? During sex?
No.
Oh.
Well, we got into a fight. We got into the most public fight I've ever been in with a man.
Wow.
In front of like all these comedians. I would say like the most popular black people comedians were at this bar after fucking Hidden Fences. And me and Paul are sitting at the bar and we're fucking art. And it looks like we're having a lover spat.
That's beautiful.
And you can see everyone kind of just like, my God, it was high drama. I loved
That's
it. That's
hot.
I loved
it so much.
And you
slapped him in the face.
No, I didn't slap him there, but we had a conversation where we were talking about sex, the sex that we had had. And he was like, I was like, well, I thought that you were going to be really wild sexually. I wasn't trying to make you my boyfriend. I just thought we were hooking up because I wasn't.
You
was hooking up with him.
He was wild sexually.
Because he had crazy eyes. And I was like, you have such crazy eyes. I just wanted you to like, I thought it was going to be like crazy sex. And you didn't even say anything. And he's like, I did. I told you to slap me. And I was like, I didn't hear it. I don't remember that. And I was like, if you really wanted me to slap me, you got to be like, slap me in my face. You can't just be like, slap me. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck? And he was just like, well, you could slap me right now. If you want to slap me, you could slap me right now. And I did it. But at a later time, at another bar, and on another night, he did say that again to me, and I did slap him.
Okay.
And it was very satisfactory.
Wow.
I've done the retrospective, like, someone did say, you can slap me while we're having sex. And then months later, pulled it out of nowhere. Very surprised.
Whoa.
You know? In the moment is, I think, the ideal.
Yeah. I mean, he said it at the bar, so I slapped him.
Good for you.
He said, slap me right now.
In front of an audience or by yourself?
Wow. No, there were people there. Cool. Artie was there. Ask Artie about it.
Oh, my God. I will.
Wow. You took me down a rabbit hole.
I did.
2017.
I'm sorry.
I love it. I'm just imagining like 2017, 18.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's what
single days.
Eclipse is supposed to reflect everything that happened in 2017.
The allegedly. Eclipse when?
Right now. The clips that's happening on the 8th. I don't know.
2017 specifically.
My mom said we had all that rain because of the eclipse.
Well, she would know. She would know.
Pisces.
Okay.
No, my mom's a Cancer, but she's a bruja.
Yeah. My mom too.
Yeah.
I think if you give birth, you become psychic a little.
I think so
right?
too. You're automatically connected.
Yeah.
I think so too.
I like got arrested for drinking in high school and my mom woke up like, Melissa. Like,
oh
at
my
the
God.
Yeah, it's really crazy.
You wanna
I mean,
know?
My family's witches.
Do you guys do
egg cleansing?
No, but I've heard about it and I want to.
Really I really like that.
I
really
feel and like when the evil bruja. Eye is on you. Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you're even feeling just a little bit off,
yeah.
It really, really.
What is it
gets
like?
It out.
Like you do it, and then once you can't hear it.
Well, I don't necessarily
like,
shake.
I always keep up my leojo on my hands.
Oh,
well,
that's
of course,
smart.
That's good. But the egg
I have my
really
hand
takes
here.
It. Like you mm-hmm. ask the egg to take the energy, and then when you crack it, it's very different every time, and you can see the specifics of what you can look up what it all means. But
I'm not laughing at you. But you know what I love about you, Melissa.
it's just science. You know what I mean? It's like, don't.
She's doing her somatic therapy. She's got her egg cleansing. Remember that time when you were like, we should do a spell? Remember we did that spell where we burn things and we put them in a bowl because you wanted to do a spell?
What, the bay leaves? Yeah. Whatever.
I love it.
This is the only place I talk about it too. Like, because I feel like there's this, you know, not cute, like white girl witchy stuff going on. You know what I mean? I really don't. I'm not in that culture by any means.
What are you, a quarter half a Lebanese?
I am Lebanese, and nobody's talking about it.
Okay, yeah.
And no one's ever talking about it.
I'm not claiming, you know, to be not an absolute annoying white girl, but I do have a little.
But you're
know,
one
spice.
Of three sisters, which feels witchy.
It does, and the mother.
My mom, middle of five.
Oh my god,
sisters,
all so sisters.
Crazy. Yes.
All sisters. Oh my god.
I keep telling her you have to write a joke about being a witch.
I do have a joke about it. It's not about me being. Yeah, I
come
have
from
a
family of witches. I find that very like.
Yeah,
it's coming.
Sisters. Like, if my sister had daughters and not a daughter and a son, I'd be like,
yeah.
Right. But no, it's crazy. It's really crazy. And then my dad's side is all guys, but that grandma is four sisters, and they are true witches in a major way. Like, a lot of dreams. My grandpa comes for my grandma all the time, and she's like, not yet. And like, it's psycho.
Oh my
god. Her sister has come and done some financial advice.
What?
Insider trading. That told her to buy and sell stocks.
Oh my god.
Which has been beneficial.
What?
Yeah, it's really nuts. And she
That's crazy.
Yeah, she had a recent experience that I don't know. It feels disrespectful to go into details, but it was, I truly think that the veil is quite thin for my Lebanese grandma.
Oh my god.
You know, you know. She's really experiencing a lot. Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know. Whatever.
Is your dad full Lebanese or half Lebanese?
He's half.
So you're a quarter Lebanese.
Yeah. That's in you.
That's a substantial amount of Lebanese.
Yeah.
No, she's very Lebanese. First sister was born in Lebanon. I think my great grandma was pregnant with my grandma to come here. So
that's nuts. Yeah. My mom always says my great grandmother was a witch. She was a midwife or doula, I guess, but she just like helped all the village women give birth, and she like birthed like hundreds of babies, and none of them died. Ugh. Like all of them. And she said she like watched. she was like peeking through a hole and watching this woman give birth, but the birth was breached. And she was like, and then she watched my great grandmother like put a bunch of like oil on her hand and like did a bunch of shit and like stuck her hand up her and turned the baby around.
Mm-hmm. That's
and
what
the baby was
do.
Born. But my mom is like, and then that baby turned out to be a bitch.
Oh my god.
But she lived.
I love your mom. She sounds like so.
She's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah. We'd love to have her on the pod.
Oh, yeah.
I want everyone's mom on the pod.
I really want to be a doula.
You know, Jen Keefe, whose wedding I just went to this past weekend.
Yeah.
If her mother ever comes to New York, we're having her on the pod.
Great. Can't wait.
I'm
also want to have a doula. Whether it's your mother or someone else.
You should have a doula.
Your mother's
amazing.
Not a doula. Her grandma was a doula.
I would love to have grandma on the pod.
She's dead.
Oh. Okay, she's dead. Well,
rest in peace.
Another doula.
Yeah.
That is fascinating. I think that's one of the most powerful professions you can have.
Absolutely. I want a doula and I want a therapist.
Yeah.
And
can
we ask my therapist, Akua?
Yes.
Not to therapize us, but just come in and be a therapist.
Absolutely.
She's like around our age and she's so cool. Wow. I'm going to email her back. Great. I'm going to be like, Akua, please come do the podcast.
That'd be fun.
I would
want to know
her.
Like
she's
what
cool.
everyone's affliction is. Like
I do too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I mean, we're pretty obvious about
Or just
ours.
Like, she's like, well, I guess she can't talk about her clients, but she's just no, like, it she, seems like everyone's worried about this.
It is dicey for a therapist to come
she
on.
She did tell me that every one time she did tell me that everybody was worried about money and they're all, she's like, a lot of my clients are talking about sex work and foot stuff to get money.
Interesting.
I mean, the one who told you that you would not make money doing foot stuff?
No, she told me that I wouldn't make money at OnlyFans, but that I might make money doing foot stuff.
Oh, did you show her your feet?
No, I said, I don't have nice feet. And she was like, there's, you know, people like different kinds of feet.
I guess
face, no feet. Yes.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? There was a good comment. I don't know which of our, I think it was your feet were out for this specific podcast and somebody, wrote in another language. I did Google Translate and it was beautiful feet.
No fucking
way. Wow. Yeah, I'll send it to you. No, I mean, I can't believe I didn't tell you this because really I was like, nice. I have to tell
you. No,
her.
I don't. But you hate have to my show feet. Me this
I will.
I have my Why? Father's feet.
Yeah. You have what? Size 5?
Yeah, they look small.
Well, take I just like, I have, oh my
Let
God.
Let
no.
see your feet.
No. This is exposure therapy.
This is exposure therapy. Let me see.
I can already tell they're cute. Oh my God, beautiful.
I know, but they're shapely.
That's so cute. No, those are really cute.
Let me tell you something. Los Inditas have flat feet.
Yeah, she's got flat feet.
And I got flat feet.
Big time. Those are, I can honestly say, unbiasedly, very cute feet. Oh
my God, I think those are you're nice welcome. Feet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank
Not
you.
That you have to monetize to you them,
foot.
But you
I'm
could.
I'm like very show tempted to show you my foot. Yeah.
Show your foot.
It's really ugly. Like.
Oh my God, don't say
Wait,
that.
Wait, that's cute.
Look at it, it's flat.
But the toes are so
my
sweet.
My sister calls them my flippers. Because they're so...
Flippers yeah, is like, the little paddles. The rudest older sister thing you can
she's
say.
Like, you're
okay, we haven't talked about
flipper.
Birth order too much. I think we should end up birth order. Oh, now yeah. We have the flippers out.
Yeah.
Which one's the meanest sister? Oldest?
Oh, my youngest sister's
youngest.
Meanest.
Ooh, okay.
And that's not usual. I feel like younger sisters are angels.
No, they can, mm-hmm. they can do it.
I'm
they
an
can
angel.
Definitely do it.
Maria Jose... is so mean. She is so
How
mean.
How old is she?
She is 20. She's 27.
Oh, she okay. sounds fun.
Yeah, she's fun. She's really beautiful and has like huge eyes mm-hmm. and a lot of tattoos. And she's the one who works in rehab. Mm-hmm. And she's just like so mean. And when like she's like really unapproachable and scary and beautiful.
What's the shadiest thing she's ever said to you?
Oh my God. Oh my God. I mean,
give me one good one.
It's like every day.
Sister Shade is good.
It's
shade.
Like every, she's always like, I mean, she'll like lovingly do my makeup because she'll be like, you look like shit, you know? Or like when we've gotten into fights, it's awful. It's like, yeah. My boyfriend was like, I felt like I was on the Jersey Shore. Like, because she was like, ah! Like, she just like goes deep. Mm, she like yeah. cuts. I don't even, I feel like mm-hmm. my trauma from it is like, I'm blacking it out. Like, I can't.
Totally.
But she's a very mean Latina woman who loves herself, a Ben Affleck kind of guy.
I was just going to ask, because she sounds like she loves herself, exactly. a Ben Affleck kind of guy.
Yeah.
You know, one of my favorite shades for my sister, besides the flippers, is she goes, she's like, shut up, Carolina. And that's why you don't have a neck.
Oh.
She was like, you look like a little Guatemalan with your squat little neck.
Oh my God.
Mind you, she's also Guatemalan.
Oh, okay.
She's just tall because on my father's side, they're tall.
But I love when you call can I say what you said Kendra was like playing sports? I don't want to air your.
Like a T-Rex?
No, she's. Oh, I also. Kendra was just so doofy.
Yeah.
She was flopping around all doofy, which I thought was a really
well,
funny.
Kendra
Dude,
used
not
to
as
do,
good as the neck.
Kendra
it's
used to
not
do
as
competitive
good as the neck.
Walking. My sister was a competitive walker. Have you seen? You know what that looks like? It looks like this. It's like you have to.
You
like,
have. You can't bend your legs or whatever.
You can't
yeah.
bend your legs, so you're just like.
It is silly. It is
and because
silly.
She's tall. This was my uncle's track team that he forced us all to be on. Oh my God, I was deep throated this microphone.
Take yourself out.
She's tall. He thought she would be good at the fucking. Hurdles. That's when she was
like,
the doofiest.
You're a walker.
She went and tried to do the hurdles. And like was falling all over the place.
Is she older or younger?
Older.
Oh my
and so
God.
That's when she became the professional.
They're like, why don't you stay on the ground and walk?
Yeah. But
keep
it
your
was
knees straight.
So funny.
Oh my God.
Like, girl. And that's why I'm like, you kind of cover my neck, literally.
Yeah.
But you over here competitive walking with your dignity intact? No shade.
Yeah.
Walkers.
My sister will be like rude to my mom. Like
oh,
it's
yeah,
like
yeah, yeah.
it's like
yeah,
the well, she's also the youngest, so she gets to act like a white teen, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So like me and my older sister got like the brunt of it, and now she just like doesn't fear God.
She runs it, yeah.
Yeah. But she'll be like, yeah, mom and her man hands or something. And mom will be like, oh my God, what?
It's su manos grande. Yeah. That's what I said. The youngest, truly, I don't know, like my mom and youngest sister, I feel like had like such a different relationship mm-hmm. where it was almost romantic. Like I was like, the
More
fuck
friends.
Is this? Where
More
have I
friends.
Seen this? And it's so annoying. But I'm sure there comes a pressure with it that she's diffusing with the man hands comment, which I
oh,
respect.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
I love.
No, totally. Yeah, it's I feel gorgeous. Like randomly, like she's the one who's gonna like take care of my mom, like
right.
as we get
so
older.
So she's already pissed about it.
Yeah, she's yeah. already pissed yeah. about it. She's like, well, I'm the only one who's here.
Like, you know, who lives in Boston.
Yeah.
I'm dealing with that a bit in my family as well. Yeah.
I mean, I went to the doctor with my mom yesterday.
Oh, wow. Maybe you're good for you.
No, you do. She does a lot.
I do a lot with my parents. Mm-hmm. And I think that I will also be the one that's going to like take care of them.
You will.
Right.
But I also know that like I'm going to run it like a tight ship. Uh-huh. And that is what I always threaten them with. I'm like, you want to fucking play with me. But when I'm your conservator, when I'm in charge of you, I'm going to fucking keep you. You on a leash, biatch. Both of them. I told my dad, I said, let me get in charge of you. You're going on a fucking diet.
No, I feel like you're gonna put them on like one of those year-long cruises. So just like have fun.
I like hanging out with my parents. I don't want them to be gone for too long. I like to be with them. I was with them yesterday, having a great time. And then my mother, I was like, I'm going to dose you with weed. I'm going to put tinctures of THC in your tea, honey.
I don't think she won't.
You're going to fucking relax.
We always talk about dosing my mom with weed without her knowing.
I haven't
she
done it
needs
to her.
It. She needs it.
I think my mom would have a panic attack.
She's like, I have chest
pain. No, you
got to
put a lot so she relaxes.
Well, you know my sensitivity to edible weed. I can only assume my mother, that's from her. I don't think it's from my dad, who's pretty chill.
Yeah.
I think she would like have a panic attack. I think CBD.
So dosing, get the CBD tincture. Do it.
Yeah. Mm. Allegedly.
No, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I finally convinced her to do the CBD, but if she wasn't going to do it, I was going to have to find a way to do it to her.
Yeah.
And so
well,
what?
We got to find her one without
coconut oil in it. Yeah. It made her really sick.
Okay, we have to go.
Okay, that's true.
Wait, let's promote
the books.
The Instagram. And everything. Yeah. The podcast.
The podcast.
You can follow me everywhere except for in real life at ELLO Melissa, L-O Melissa. My book is called Candelaria and Dreaming of You. You can get it everywhere books are sold. You can listen to me read them on whatever audiobook streaming service.
What's the most beneficial to you financially? Is it Audible?
Oh,
It doesn't matter.
Cool. Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Whatever.
You're going to get coin anyway.
You're going to get a little.
Yeah, you can listen to me.
Okay, great. Yeah. But like not Amazon, right?
Don't do it on Amazon. Morally.
Sure.
Support your local indie if you can.
But you get paid.
But if they do buy it from Amazon, you're going to get paid.
Yes.
So really, that's what counts.
I'm trying to cover your bases for
you. Thank you.
Because I want you to get paid. Yeah.
And my podcast is called Say More. We're on Spotify too.
Okay. I have a really quick question before we leave.
Yeah.
If you and Miguel get married, can I come to the wedding?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you can.
Too. Plus one. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Come.
Yeah.
Okay, come. Great. Yeah. There'll be karaoke.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's a really good wedding day. Mm-hmm. I went to a wedding where there was karaoke at the after party and it was really
fun.
It's the best activity.
I just went to one where there was bowling at the after party. Which was cute.
My nightmare.
Oh. But I was a little too fucked up to bowl.
I feel like be like, oh, like
yeah, people were having a great time, but I was like, I'm too fucked up.
No. Never bowl. Never bowl ever.
No.
Melissa, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me. This is so
much,
fun.
Melissa, this is
so
great.
Much fun.
Thank you.
We loved having you.
Love being here. Love y'all.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, Cotton, we done.